Masechet Eduyot, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Vav. Food could only become Tameh if it is prepared properly to receive the Tum'ah. In other words, two things have to happen. First of all, the food has to have contact with a liquid, the abbreviation of Yad Shahat Dam, which we'll say in English is dew, water, wine, olive oil, blood, milk, and honey. Likewise, the owner of the food has to want it to become in contact with one of those liquids. And at that point in time, even after it dries off, it's prepared for Tum'ah. And if something Tameh touches it, it becomes Tameh. When talking about olives, they're usually pickled in a certain type of brine, a salt. And when they're in that salt, the liquid will come out of the olives and it'll wet the surface. The liquid, which we know is olive oil, will come out of it. And therefore now, the olive itself is prepared and capable of becoming Tameh. But the question becomes, do we assume that the owner wanted that contact or not? If he desired that contact, then the food would become Tameh, the olives would become Tameh. But if he did not, then even though the liquid was there, the food does not become Tameh. Mishnah says, Havit shel zetim migulgalim. If a person has a barrel of olives that are pickling in salt, Bet Shammai omrim, eno sarich lenakev. Say Bet Shammai, he does not have to make a hole in the barrel to show that he wants the liquid to come out of it. We assume that he does not want the liquid to be on the olives. We can make that assumption. He doesn't need to do anything to reveal that to us. If he does nothing, according to Bet Shammai, still over here, the liquid would not prepare the olives for Tum'ah. Say Bet Hillel, he does have to make a hole in the barrel. In order to show that he does not want the liquid to be there, he has to make a hole in that barrel. If he doesn't make a hole, then we make the assumption that he's okay with the liquids being there, and therefore the olives are now prepared for Tum'ah. But Bet Hillel would agree in one case. Umodim, she'im nikeba ustamuha shemarim shehi tehora. Bet Hillel say that if he did make a hole in the barrel, but then there was a sediment coming from the olives and it blocked out the liquid from draining out, that the olives are pure, the olives cannot become Tameh. The owner, he made a hole. By him making a hole, he revealed what he really wanted. He did not want the liquid. Okay, so if the liquid got trapped in there by sediment, that's not the owner's desire. So therefore, according to him, the olives would not be prepared for Tum'ah, even if that hole was blocked later on. The Mishnah continues with a Mahloket Bet Shammai and Bet Hillel about Tameh oil and how we could purify it. Usually, a mikveh only works to purify people and utensils. But when it comes to liquid or foods, mikveh doesn't work. Question becomes, if there was Tameh oil on somebody's body and then he dipped into the mikveh, is that oil looked at as part of the person's body and therefore pure or separate from the body and the mikveh wouldn't work for it? Hasach b'shemen tahor v'nitma. If somebody put oil, pure oil on himself, and then he became tameh, and he transmitted the tum'ah onto the oil as well, yarad v'taval, but then he went down into the mikveh, and he dipped into the mikveh to purify himself from the tum'ah. Bet Shammai omrim, afal pi shehu menatef tahor. Say Bet Shammai, even if he's dripping oil afterwards, that means the oil was not absorbed into his skin and it's not part of his body, the oil is still tahor. We treat the oil as part of his body, and therefore through his dipping in the mikveh, the oil became purified. The point of saying it's dripping is to show it doesn't matter how much oil is there. No matter what the oil, if it's on his body, it becomes purified. Bet Hillel omrim, kedei sichat eved katan. Say Bet Hillel, only if a small amount of oil is on him at that time, enough to spread over a small limb. At that point in time, a tiny amount of oil in relation to his body, that is considered to be part of his body, and dipping in the mikveh would work for that as well. But if a large amount of oil is there, it's considered to be its own entity, not part of his body, and therefore the person would stay tameh even though he dipped in a mikveh. In this previous mahloket, the person put the pure oil onto his body, and afterwards he became tameh and transferred the tum'ah onto the oil as well. In the next case, the oil was tameh before he put it onto himself. V'im haya shemen tameh mitechilato. The oil was tameh before he put it on himself. Then we have a machloket between Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel about the maximum amount of oil he could put on himself in order to make himself tahor. Beit Shammai omrim, kedeh sichat eved katan. Beit Shammai goes down to that lower amount after he dipped in the mikveh. If only enough oil is on him that he could smear onto a little small limb of his body, then we treat the oil as part of his body and the oil is purified with his dip in the mikveh as well. But if there's a large amount of oil, even Beit Shammai would say here that the oil would remain tameh. Ubet Hillel omrim mashkeh tofeyach. Say Beit Hillel, if the oil on his body has the ability to moisten anything when it's touched, then the immersion makes it tahor, but anything more than that, if a large amount of larger amount of oil is on his body, which would be like an Eved Katan, the amount of an Eved Katan, which is Beit Shammai's opinion, then the oil would remain tameh according to Beit Hillel. So here, when the oil was tameh and then he put it on his body, the amounts would lower in order to purify it by a mikveh according to both Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel. But according to a different version of Beit Hillel's teaching, the maximum oil that he could put on that would become tahor is greater. Rabbi Yehuda omen mishum Beit Hillel tofeyach umatfiyah. Say Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Beit Hillel, if the body is so moist that the oil that he touches on his body not only is moist, but it could moisten something else, then the oil is tahor. So if the amount of oil is considered to be lower than that, it's purified by the immersion. But if it's larger than that, if it's more than that, then it would remain tameh. So according to this opinion of Beit Hillel, it's not only tofeyach, not only moist, but it's moist and it has the ability to moisten something else. That's the maximum amount if the oil was already impure that he put onto his body and then dipped into a mikveh in order to purify the oil.